The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Fan of the Charlie Kirk Show. Dr. Robert Malone joins us. We talk about fear, the World Economic Forum, lockdowns, masks, and vaccines. This is an episode worth texting your friends. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter at tpusa.com. Support our program by becoming a member. It's members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is Dr. Robert Malone, MaloneInstitute.org, one of my favorite guests. We have him for the entire hour. Dr. Malone, thank you for taking time.
Charlie, it's so good to see you, and thank you so much for your counseling and for the opportunity to join you again.
So, Dr. Malone, I was at the grocery store yesterday, and something interesting happened. I saw an unusual amount of people with masks, dozens of people wearing, not a majority, but I'd say 15% of people wearing masks. And I go every Sunday, you know, just get groceries for the family, the way I can chip in. And it's totally different because 2 weeks ago, there was almost nobody wearing masks. What has changed, Dr. Malone, except that the Mockingbird Media decided to press a button?
Well put, Mockingbird Media. Agree. It's not just the Mockingbird Media. It's the pharmaceutical industry, particularly Pfizer, but also Moderna, has cooperated again with the federal government and is getting the support of the federal government, including Mr. Biden, to promote the logic that we have two scary variants on the horizon that are causing this. Let's stay grounded in the data. There has been a modest uptick in hospitalizations attributed to COVID. But they're still running far, far below any of the major peak levels. And the variants that are being identified appear to be more infectious, but still not particularly pathogenic. I think the thing that is particularly fascinating here, in addition to the fear porn, of course, and the willingness of entities like Lionsgate Media to impose mask mandates, and then upon the outcry of many, have pulled that back. And this is also happening with some of the schools. But we have, once again, the development of new booster, quote-unquote, products aimed at these new variants. And then the all unexpectedly was Mr. Biden casually commenting that he has asked Congress for additional funds to develop a coronavirus vaccine that, quote, works, which, of course, implies the acknowledgement that the prior ones did not work, and that he would potentially want to mandate this for all Americans, including those that have previously received vaccine. Now, they appear to be dialing back on that a little bit, but it is amazingly concurrent with the upcoming primary season, which, of course, has got a lot of us skeptics concerned that there may be more shenanigans having to do with voting practices, et cetera, all rolled up into this new thing. Meanwhile, back at the World Health Organization, they don't seem to be particularly alarmed about these new variants. So we've got Biden wants more money to build a vaccine that'll work. And just to recap, there has never been a coronavirus vaccine for humans that has been safe and effective. This has been a constant source of frustration after billions and billions of dollars invested. And so somehow Mr. Biden thinks this is going to be solved in a moment with the snap of the fingers, and that he'll be able to mandate deployment of this. But as I recall, they stopped the emergency declaration. And so if they're going to roll this out under EUA, they're going to have another emergency declaration. It's all very confusing.
Well, so yeah, that's a really important point. So if he's saying that he wants another vaccine with play cut 22, that would take an emergency use authorization, which would allow, again, far-reaching powers to be reinstituted for even how to change elections. But let's play the tape here. Play cut 22. Joe Biden calls for more money to create a new COVID vaccine. Play cut 22.
Signed off this morning on a proposal we have to present to the Congress a request for additional funding for a new vaccine that is necessary, that works. And tentatively, not decided finally yet, tentatively, it is recommended that, it would likely be recommended that everybody get it.
So calling for a new vaccine, one that actually works, and he says, I signed off this morning on a new plan to ask Congress for new funding. So, Dr. Mullen, you said something interesting. Can you just elaborate on it? You say that coronaviruses, we have difficulty traditionally inoculating against coronaviruses. If that's the case, why is it that our federal government continues to push boosters and now wants to go after another vaccine? I thought the first one was 100% safe and effective.
Right. So we know that that was a false narrative. It was actively promoted. And you used a key word in a subtle way at the opening of this segment. You used the term mockingbird. And we seem to have a resuscitation of mockingbird in so many different sectors. Of course, what you're referring to is Operation Mockingbird.
Yes.
Which was halted after, I think, the Church Commission. And then reinstituted by Mr. Obama as he was leaving office. There's a great essay about this that Bobby Kennedy recently tweeted about that got a lot of attention from Tablet Magazine that covers the history of this new censorship industrial complex that is very much tied to our intelligence community. So I'm trying to be gentle here, and perhaps I shouldn't be. It looks to me like we have another concerted push of fear porn, and the cynics would say, or those of us perhaps that are increasingly awake, that this seems to be being manipulated for other purposes other than public health, because the signs and indications are that this is a more infectious, equally or less highly pathogenic pair of variants, which absolutely do avoid increasingly the existing vaccines, as predicted, we would have by deploying a leaky vaccine into the teeth of an ongoing pandemic or epidemic. It is absolutely predictable that what you will get with a single-stranded RNA virus is virus that is able to more effectively evade the vaccine. And on top of that, we have this problem of original antigenic sin or the effects of repeated boosting that have been well documented to result in a situation in which people who are repeatedly boosted have a higher probability of clinical infection, hospitalization, or death. It's a paradox, but it's not to those of us who are immunologists. So the government is absolutely digging itself deeper and deeper into a hole. And seems to be throwing a Hail Mary. Oh, we're going to magically make this new vaccine appear that will actually work, and it will be done in a short period of time, and you'll all have to take the jab.
I want to encourage our audience to go to the Malone Institute. The website is MaloneInstitute.org, where foundation is integrity. Honesty is the first chapter in the Book of Wisdom. You know, it's very interesting. We hear constantly people are saying we must trust the experts. Whenever I hear that the experts say something, I inherently believe they're going to say something that is not very wise. We have a lot of people with expertise, but not a lot of wisdom in our ruling class. Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. We are saving babies with preborn by providing free ultrasounds. When you introduce a girl to her baby by providing an ultrasound, you're giving her the truth at the most important time in her life. And more than 85% of the time when she sees the baby and hears the baby's heartbeat, she will choose life. The voices that call themselves pro-choice are loud and proud, and they are everywhere. It might feel like an uphill battle, but there is no better fight to fight than with the truth of an ultrasound. $140 gives five mothers a free ultrasound and saves babies. $280 can save 10 babies. For just $28 a month, you can save a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. And $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. I'm a donor to Preborn, and you should be too. Call 833-850-BABY. That is 833-850-2229. Or go to preborn.org/Kirk. If you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, the opportunity is just right there. Go to preborn.org/Kirk. Dr. Malone, can you just comment on the lack of wisdom in our expert class? It's striking and scary, Dr. Malone.
I would say what it seems to indicate is widespread conflicts of interest. Many people have wisdom. They may not share it with you. They may only talk about it with their friends or colleagues in private. I think we've seen a lot of examples of conflict of interest determining what people's public face is. We clearly have a failure of wisdom and insight and forethought in many of the responses of our federal government, however, these days. I think that's pretty rampant. And as a consequence, we're having rampant blowback, unintended consequences in every single sector. So, wisdom isn't always something that comes about just because you have deep knowledge. I think the passage of time and the school of hard knocks and a willingness to think deeply, look inside, and I think also recognize the value of the divine and the wisdom of the various teachings that we receive through the Judeo-Christian tradition and also really help us in developing wisdom. And I do my best, including seeking counsel from you from time to time, to try to stay balanced and keep on track and not overreact to things.
It's very sweet. And wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord, as it says in the scriptures. So, Dr. Malone, play cut 24 and get your reaction. Play cut 24, please.
You just don't have anything more to add. What I can say is that we are prepared for the fall. We believe that we're prepared for the fall. We believe that we are in a better position than we've ever been to combat COVID-19. And that's because of the work that the president has done. You heard from FDA, you heard from CDC, who have said that there's going to be new vaccines that's going to be available mid-September. And look, because of the work that this administration has done with the leadership of this president, we have been able to put together a comprehensive way to deal with this pandemic, to deal with COVID-19.
It's coming, Dr. Malone.
So what you saw was another lesson in spin. And I think that's pretty obvious to your audience. At this point, we've all been through it. The evidence is not that of the administration having succeeded, but rather the administration having failed again and again and again and again. Failed in their propaganda efforts, in their information control efforts, their censorship efforts, the masking, lockdown policies, school closures, the forced administration of this to particularly our military and federal employees and through businesses. And we see that in all kinds of signs, like this new library of 450 peer-reviewed papers that we've gathered through the Malone Institute through crowdsourcing that list a huge number of peer-reviewed validated adverse events that are occurring to Americans and humans all across the world from these mandated medical products that do not function as vaccines. They do not prevent infection. They do not prevent replication. They do not prevent spread. They do not prevent hospitalization, and they don't prevent death.
And yet they are pushing them at full force with the complete power of the federal government. The website is Malone Institute. That is MaloneInstitute.org. We're going to talk more about the lockdowns, the lack of learning, the conflict of interest, and elite institutional capture and what we can do about it. You can learn a lot about MaloneInstitute.org. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. And like many of you, I'm a busy guy balancing family, show, travel, and TPUSA. When I needed a mortgage, I went to my friends Andrew Delray and Todd Avakian at Sierra Pacific. They were amazing. And look, I had some complicated stuff. Don't need to go into the details. They handled it personally. Call them if you have an aging family member, for example, that needs some financial relief. Ask them about a reverse mortgage. If you're self-employed and are finding it difficult to qualify because of that, they have my 100% full and complete endorsement. Call them and help you prepare. I'm telling you, anything mortgage related, please call them and not the big woke banks. Go to andrewandtodd.com. That's andrewandtodd.com. Fill out the quick form and they will get back to you with answers. Call them at 888-888-1172, andrewandtodd.com. They're good friends of mine. Full and complete endorsement. If you are a first-time home buyer, renting, and want to be, they'll call and help you prepare. Check it out, andrewandtodd.com. That is andrewandtodd.com. Fill out the quick form, and they'll get you back with answers, andrewandtodd.com. Dr. Robert Malone continues with us. Dr. Malone, how would you recommend resisting and organizing our forces ahead of a new wave of potential lockdowns? The VA has just come out and has said mask mandates in every single one of their hospitals. Rutgers University is saying mask mandates. We know of several school districts that have already closed the school COVID lockdowns. What have you learned that you can share with the audience as the most effective method of noncompliance and civil disobedience?
Well, the first one is just say no. It's very simple. Don't buy in. And there'll be consequences. There always are. But what's happened now as opposed to before is that a lot of these legal cases have proceeded through the courts, and there's much more legal precedent, particularly about religious exemptions. So be aware of the power of religious exemptions, particularly as it relates to the imposition of shot mandates. Another thing that can be done is really to act in unison and to communicate to others about what the true facts are, what the data are, so that people aren't consumed by fear, because a lot of this is driven by a concerted effort to manipulate people's psychology. Yes. And make them fearful.
Yes.
And you'll recall, just to loop this into your core expertise, as I understand, the Bible has many, many references to the need to not fear. Mm-hmm. And that's not an accident. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we absolutely have to do is not allow ourselves to be manipulated by fear, by the weaponization of fear and the fear mongering that we're going to be hearing in the press. Now, one of the things that I find most effective in countering a lot of these strategies is humor. Humor is a fantastic weapon. So memes, ridicule, humor about the absurdity of what people, the forces that be, are trying to impose on us can be extremely effective. So legal, noncompliance, be aware of what your rights are, because they're now stronger than they were right after the initial outbreak, because there have been a number of these court cases. Don't fear. Don't allow yourself to be consumed by fear, and help those around you to not be consumed by fear. There's going to be a lot of weaponized propaganda coming at you along these lines of be afraid of this, be afraid of that. As has been done, we've all noticed this serial rotation of fear messaging that are all around the existential crisis that we could be eliminated as individuals and as a species. The fear of climate change, the fear of energy crisis, the fear of a food crisis, the fear of infectious disease crisis. These are all existential fears that are the big fears. They're all about that which could cause us to have a major loss of life or extinction. And it's no surprise that this is what's being weaponized against us. So don't buy into that, and help the people around you. Be kind, be considerate, be empathetic. It doesn't help to ridicule people if you want to bring them over to your side. That just drives them further apart. What we need to do is, as this rolls out, this new campaign of fear that is so clearly absurd and not grounded in facts, this is actually a great opportunity for us to help the persuadable middle to see the propaganda, to see what's being done. And instead of just talking to ourselves and saying, oh, isn't this absurd? Look what they're doing now. And I'm going to go exercise my Second Amendment rights or whatever the thing is that you want to do. Try to be a little more empathetic. Try to reach that persuadable middle and gently help them to understand that they're being manipulated. I think those are the things that we could do to turn this around and make it work for our side. If the world and our colleagues and associates, co-workers, family members can start to see what's being done here, if we can help them to do that, then we have a chance to get even more people to come over to our side. And then again, in closing, your faith is your best weapon in fighting off what is being done to all of us, which is truly evil.
I totally agree. I believe that this is a spiritual war that we are living through. And to your point, there are 365 verses that say, do not fear, one for every single day. Do not be afraid. This is that constant repetition throughout the scriptures. And I believe we are engaged in a invisible war that manifests itself in a physical war. And tyranny is not God's idea. Peaceful civil disobedience is biblical. Look at the midwives in Exodus that disobeyed Pharaoh's orders to throw the babies into the river. Disobey if there is an order that goes against your faith or your freedom. In fact, there's also a fair amount of verses, Doctor, we could talk about that talk about your face, show your face to the Lord, do not cover your face, but we're not going to get into that right now. So, Dr. Malone, I find, though, this is the question of courage. And I'm sure you've done a fair amount of reflecting or meditating or thinking on what creates a courageous person versus a not-so-courageous person. Do you care to elaborate on that? Because it's been very interesting to see people who talk a big game sometimes don't have courage. Some people that you wouldn't expect do have courage. What have you learned about this idea of courage that Aristotle called the greatest of all the virtues over the last couple years, 3 years post-COVID lockdowns?
I think for me, one of the key things that keeps me centered is to realize that there are worse things than death. And that death only happens once. It will happen to all of us. We shouldn't fear it. It's a natural part of living. We shouldn't obsess over it. We shouldn't allow it to consume us. We should also remember that one of those things that's worse than death is compromising your soul, compromising your ideals, because that's a little death that lasts forever. You can't get away from it. You can never hide from who you have become and what you have done. And the other thing that really allows me, I think, in many ways to persevere despite all of the crazy, stupid stuff around me is having a community. And this may be another reason why the communities of faith have been so able to resist a lot of this propaganda is because they have friends and colleagues that share their ideals and that they can interact with and validate that they are on the right path. And that can give you a collective courage rather than just needing to have an individual fortitude. But I really think it comes down to what do you want to be? And unfortunately, what we learn over time in historical time is only a small fraction of the general population really want to be free, really want to live that courage and that commitment. And unfortunately, the majority of people want to be told what to do.
Yes.
And I think that courage, as you know, is not a blind willingness to risk death, but rather it's the willingness to face death and decide proceed in an ethical, proper manner with integrity, despite the risk. It's important really to have integrity, be true to yourself, be true to your community, recognize that there are worse things than death, And for those of you who are willing to be warriors, which is a small subset, those of you who really value freedom, you kind of don't have any choice. And if you compromise your ideals and you don't live in courage, a willingness to do the right thing, even though it might have consequences, it could potentially cause you to be harmed or lose your livelihood, you will find that it gives you dividends over time that you never expected, not the least of which is that you retain your soul. When you have that little death of compromise where you don't live with courage, you don't stand up to the evil, it's a little death to your soul. And it's really hard. I don't think you can ever get that back. So be true to yourself, be true to your ideals, be true to your community, and be a warrior. Those are my advice about courage, and recognize that it's an individual position, and it's something that allows you to be comfortable in who you are no matter what happens in the future. And strange dividends seem to come from it. It's inexplicable. It's very mystical, but it happens.
Dr. Robert Malone, check out MaloneInstitute.org. I completely agree. If you act as a coward, it damages your soul. Without courage, there are no other virtues. Remember that. You cannot have love. You cannot have justice. You cannot have mercy. You can't have prudence or temperance if you do not have courage. Courage is doing the right thing when you do not know how it's going to work out. Dr. Robert Malone, tell us about the Malone Institute and the work you are doing.
Well, thanks. And thank you for the plug. That's very kind. Malone Institute was set up largely based on some work that Ed Dowd and others in Maui did early on in the outbreak when they built something called the Malone Doctrine, which was a document designed to facilitate the development of integrity in institutions, not just in medical institutions or in government, but all across all of our industrial activities in all institutions, really. And it was built on the idea that there should be certain standards that we all agree on, and that we would engage in business or transactions with others who shared those ideals. And they're basically the ideals of integrity and transparency. What we've done, and Ed Dowd is a board of directors member. I'm very glad to have him part of our team and very proud of all he's done in cataloging the excess all-cause mortality and the events that are occurring all over the world with the unexplained mortality or the died suddenly problem, as his book is called. What we've done with the Institute is use it as a nonprofit. It's a registered federal and Virginia nonprofit. And we don't have a whole lot of money, but we pay a couple of folks a modest sum to help us. One of the things that we've done is a multi-month effort to develop the definitive list of all World Economic Forum young leader trainees. Mm-hmm. And so you can go to the Institute and download a standard Excel spreadsheet that has every World Economic Forum young leader trainee that we've been able to identify. And it doesn't list some of those that have been claimed, but then have turned out to not actually be young leaders. It's been highly vetted, and it identifies what industry they're with, what class they graduated in, et cetera, all kinds of details in the country that they're from. So if you're concerned about a particular politician being a member of the World Economic Forum and having been indoctrinated through their five-year young leader program, like your governor there in California and the governor of Washington State have been, you can find all those names by just looking through that spreadsheet. Then we've used it also for other more detailed information. For instance, you will find the links to the Kissinger Report, which documents the federal policy on global population control, which strangely enough is still our U.S. policy, although the State Department denies it. But this is inactivated under Gerald Ford, initially planned under Richard Nixon. And it has a lot of supporting documentation and a number of shocking things. One, just to give you a taste of it, is that there was a world population at 8 billion. And strangely enough, it hit 7.8 billion in January of 2020. As Steve Bannon likes to say, there are no coincidences. Mm-hmm. So there's information about U.S. policy and the various documents. So I try hard not to tell people what to think. I try to give them the tools to think and the information and let them figure things out themselves. And so you'll find the U.S. policy on population control there. And then the latest effort that we're putting in is crowdsourcing, as I mentioned, this extensive library of peer-reviewed literature that can be used by attorneys, individuals, state grand juries, et cetera, to document what the adverse events have been associated with these unlicensed medical products that have been mandated on all of us as vaccines, but which don't perform as vaccines. And thanks to people like Jessica Rose and so many others, we're building a comprehensive EndNote library. So this is the standard academic reference tool that allows you to go through and easily pick by topic area the periodical literature.
MaloneInstitute.org. Dr. Malone, thank you for being so generous with your time. Excellent commentary as always. Extremely wise. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss, even when you monitor your credit. If your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year at LifeLock.com/Salem. Identity theft protection starts here.